Welcome, guys, to Cold Ones Episode 9. If you're not familiar with Cold Ones is a 5-minute cold plunge into a post-plunge warm-up where I get a chat with my guest. On that note of the guest, my guest today is Black Belt Barber.
How you doing, guys?
So, Sean, how are you feeling today?
To be honest, woke up feeling a bit shit, as everyone does. Last thing I want to do right now is jump in that cold water, but this guy's keeping me motivated. And I'm ready for it.
Well, that's all we need to hear then.
Right.
Let's get to it, mate.
Come here, bud. Thank you.
Whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, bro. Oh, it's heating.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So today's topic we're going to talk about, and I think this is a good topic for both of us because I feel like face value, Sean's a very confident guy. I know I'm a very confident guy. So I think confidence is a great place to start. So Sean.
I think confidence comes down to what you do.
Yeah.
Let's say you wake up every day, you don't do much, maybe you just sit around all day. You've got something you're not proud of in life, then you're not going to be confident. But if you wake up, you've got a job you'll be loved. Something you're passionate about, hobbies, that gives you confidence in yourself to talk about yourself. So it's all about what you do rather than just having confidence or not having confidence, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that does make sense. That's a good point, to be fair.
Definitely, definitely.
You get confidence in life when you've got a very safe or comfortable area that you live
in. That's it. And people like comfortability. Plus. People like being comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's easy being comfortable. Yeah. Imagine sitting in a nice hot bath.
Yeah.
Nice and comfortable.
Exactly.
Right now, it's not comfortable. That builds confidence, doesn't it?
Where do you from that point, where do you think folk, like, in this whole social sort of level, so right now we're like doing this for like content,
definitely,
where do you think folk lose that confidence to do stuff like this for content?
I think people just think people are going to judge them too much. People think other people like talk down on them or whatever. I think people think that, like, people are too insecure. That's my biggest thing. Like, for you, well done. Like, you put yourself out there, you talk, you're open, everything about that. Like, I don't know anyone that's doing what you're doing right now. Every day, a cold bath on social media. But everyone's afraid to put themselves out there. And even me today, I'm like, I'm going on Cold Ones, everyone's going to see me.
Yeah.
But do you know what? It doesn't matter. I'm confident in doing what I'm doing, and that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's good having confidence. It makes you a much more built human being.
Definitely.
Having a lot more character to you.
Yeah. What makes you do what you're doing? Because, right, like, why did you start? Because I've never really heard before.
Well, I used to drink a lot for confidence, so this also adds this. So I used to drink a lot for confidence like last year. I literally only changed in about January this year.
Wow, really?
So this whole like movement from me, I mean, I've always been a very caring person. I've always put people in front of me, and I've always had like knowledge to pass on to people.
Definitely, that's it.
But now I'm more willing to just fire it out there and not really care what people say about it, because I know folk benefit from this, and I have had hundreds of messages saying that this is the case.
Definitely.
So for me, knowing that, it does just make a big difference. It makes a big difference for me day to day as well, being able to know that I'm helping people.
I like that.
But the whole confidence thing, it just came with being like, just put yourself out there, and then it just comes day by day. After that point, you just get more used to it, and then the cold bath, it turns you into a different person.
Oh man, it's not nice just now, but anyone watching, if you've never done one, I highly recommend it. It's not what you feel right now, it's not the nicest thing, but the feeling after, it puts you in a better mood. You're probably nicer to your people, your friends, stuff like that. It's a no-brainer just have a wee cold bath.
Yeah, absolutely.
Start your day right, definitely.
Was there a turning point for you where you realised your confidence was kind of peaking, or?
See, for me, I'm a barber, black belt barber, and I fight as well. And with fighting comes lots of highs and lows. So let's say, my last ring fight, I won by knockout, super proud of it. But then I got two quite serious injuries. I tore my shoulder, tore my hip flexor. So my confidence was obviously a lot higher back when I was winning, but when you're not winning or whatever, you're injured, then it's a lot lower. But when you're feeling low, that's when you kind of like start doing stuff like this, or you speak to the right people, and that's what helps bring you up.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone goes through ups and downs and stuff like that, but it's how you deal with it that matters.
Yeah.
And this guy, what I've seen from you, you definitely help a lot of people, 100%.
That's the game, mate, that's the game.
That's it, mate, definitely.
So I think we must be rocking up for about 5 minutes now. So what we'll do, so we'll go under the water and we'll head over to the post-plunge warm-up where it's a lot warmer, we can get a better conversation going.
Let's do it, bro, definitely. Yeah.
So that's us into the post-plunge warm-up. So in the post-plunge warm-up, we kind of just let our guests talk about their life, significant parts of their life, things that they've experienced, just to help you guys out from their experiences.
Yep.
But before we go to that, well, how was the cold plunge for you?
The cold plunge, I'll be honest, doesn't matter if it's sunny outside, snowy outside, rainy outside, it's never enjoyable at the time, but right now, I'm still freezing, but you feel good. Like, I don't think you've ever done a cold plunge, you've not felt good after.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those things, isn't it?
It's hard to get in, but once you're in it and you're out of it, you're
definitely
worth
it. It puts a smile on your face. We're in the house and we're both just like smiling for a second. It just feels good, you know, it just feels good. Starts your day right.
Absolutely. Right, yeah. So if you want to just fire off with what you want to talk about.
So again, Sean, Black Belt Barber. I think one of the biggest things is being yourself. I know it's quite a motivational podcast, so may as well speak about it. I think everyone in life has got like kind of things they want to do or things, places they want to go or things they want to see, but I think the biggest thing for everyone is just going for it and doing it. It's sometimes the hardest thing, but everyone's got an idea. You had an idea about this podcast. You've got goals in your life, but everyone's got these things, but they never really go for them. So create a plan and that'll help you get to where you want to go. It sounds crazy, but when I was kind of at school, I left school 15, kind of not at the wrong crowd, but my pals, we weren't always behaving and stuff like that. But then I always knew I wanted to cut hair. So I went and left school, started cutting hair. I was 15 and I'm 20 now. And it's crazy how far you can go just by staying consistent, having a goal, and yeah, just kind of like following your dreams, as you'd say. But the name Black Belt Barber, it was funny. See at the start, Black Belt Barber, I got laughed at for Black Belt Barber. Yeah. It's a stupid name, but now those guys who are talking rubbish about Black Belt Barber, some of them have become for haircuts and they're paying for my time, which is pretty cool.
Exactly.
Well. Definitely. But yeah, what was your experience like at school compared to kind of where you are now?
I've had a very up and down life up and it's mostly life, okay. Been down. So
yeah, really
during
down.
School, I was probably even worse than I was before, prior to this sort of new version of me. But that's, I'm going to leave that there because I've got, that's all going to come soon.
That's all going to come soon.
Yeah, there's going to be an episode of this for me.
We're ready for that. We're ready for that.
Well, you know what, right? Well, on the whole idea of your black belt barber thing, so you've got a black belt in what martial art?
So I do, I don't know if you've seen, I've got kind of Taekwondo tattoo down my ribs.
Yeah.
So I do Taekwondo. I started that when I was 5 and probably one of the best things for me. When I was younger, I was full of energy. I was cheeky and mischievous. And that kind of personality probably could have took me down the wrong path.
Yeah.
But through Taekwondo, discipline, respect, all these good skills, like probably made me what I am today.
Yeah, martial arts definitely gives you that whole whole aspect and like good grouping of.
Definitely, you do your Muay Thai as well, don't you? You do that as well.
Yeah.
And it's good, isn't it?
Like, yeah.
Obviously, some martial artists talk rubbish about other martial arts and stuff, but we're all doing a similar thing. I think just more respect is needed. Definitely.
Yeah. So there's quite a lot of respect in martial arts as well, which is a good thing to. It's a good skill to coop
definitely.
Up from the.
Definitely. But yeah, kickboxing as well. I started doing kickboxing. I was 14. Quite a tough start to kickboxing. I was a Taekwondo fighter at the time, and Taekwondo, the hands are down, you're kicking a lot.
Yeah.
And then what kept my hands up was I was 14 in this competition. I got knocked out. I never talk about it, but 14 got knocked out because guess what? My hands were down and I wasn't defending myself. So it's big lessons you learn there. But again, it makes you who you are today, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Everything builds you up.
And yeah, 100%. But martial arts again, oh, it's helped me so much, and it's my job as well. So I cut hair during the day. And then let's say today, for example, I'm cutting hair, teaching kids in a school, after school club for kids, going to the gym, teaching kids in the gym. So yeah, it's basically my life. My two passions are my life. Which is, like, you can't really say
exactly.
That.
That's a perfect really life.
Definitely, love. Definitely. All from the decisions that you make, that's it. That kind of controls your life, as you say.
Absolutely. So on the whole barber sort of side of things, what's been your running motion for why you picked barbering? Is it just what you've always enjoyed? Has there been a reason for it? Like,
barbering kind of chose me, if that makes sense.
okay.
So, but like, this sounds crazy, but seeing when I was a little kid, you had those like stuffed toys, like the wee teddy over there or whatever. I used to actually cut my teddy's hair, and I never thought anything of it. It sounded like, I don't know, I just thought I liked cutting hair. And then I went to a barber show with my mum, because she's a hairdresser. And then she was at the hairdressing bit, I was at the barber room bit and I was just watching these guys. And these guys were smiling, the clients were happy. Their guy's job was to make people feel good by the skill that they've worked on and earned. So it's not even cutting hair that I enjoy, it's the feeling. Like some of the guys, they can walk in the shop in any mood. Maybe a bad day at school or long day at work. And 99.9% of the time, after a black belt barber haircut, they feel that much better.
I love that, man. I love that.
It's good. But to get to where you are, it takes time, though.
Yeah.
I've messed up many haircuts. I've took some of these eyebrow off ones. Yep, lining them up, took the eyebrow off. Designs in the head, messed them up. But without failing, how can you grow?
Exactly.
Like that's, like, without failing, how can you grow? That's it. Everyone fails. That's how you come out the other side. It really makes a difference.
Absolutely, man.
But yeah, it is good, man, it is good. So please, like, if you've got something in your mind, like if you really have something in your mind, like you with whatever you were going to do, maybe there's something that happens in your life, a turning point, and you've got a small thing you want to do, just go for it. Just go for it. Don't have any regrets. Just give it all you've got. That's like, that's what life's all about, isn't it? And not caring about what anyone thinks.
You're a very motivational guy. I love
this. Mr. Motivational.
I love it. So, if you think back in life as well, has there been any, like, moments in your life that have kind of created you, or, like, any moments in your life that are quite significant that you could, like, say word for word that would help people out there maybe understand or get over a wall that they're maybe struggling to climb?
I had a wee smile there. It's like, I didn't think about it. When you first said that, the biggest thing was crashing my car. Like, you're a young guy, you get a car. I was happy. I've crashed my car many times. It's cost me a lot of money, a lot of time, and yeah, it's made other people feel bad as well. So that's a big thing for me that made me more sensible and safe, because obviously 17, 18, you get a car, but you think it's cool and you never really realise how dangerous it can actually be.
Yeah.
And we maybe know people, like friend groups, whatever, that have not been very lucky and stuff with things like this, and it's no joke. So anyone younger out there that's got a car and thinks they're cool, driving fast, think about the consequences first. I went from being Mr. Motivational to Dad in 30 seconds.
That's fair, man. That's quite a scary thought, to be honest.
Definitely.
I mean, I think a lot of people drive a lot faster and a lot of people drive without much thought nowadays.
Yeah. Even I still do it. I don't know, like maybe just like even here running late this morning, speeding or whatever, you do it, but it's just one thing that can happen that can change, maybe change your life forever.
Yeah. So with that whole time, was that like a worser time in your life, or was that just because you had just passed your test and it was kind of this, that energy of being a new driver, or what was...
That was probably quite a bad time, because I worked so hard from when I was maybe like, 16 to 18, saving money and stuff like that. Like I really tried my best to save money. And then within that kind of like few months, all the money I saved up, I had to spend on kind of like fixing my car, and I didn't want to go through insurance for the second crash. I spent all the money fixing it and all that. It was a big kick in the teeth, but I'm grateful that I spent the money at this. Sorry, I saved the money at the start to then help me kind of get myself out of that situation by myself. But yeah, be careful in these cars, guys.
Oh, I love that, man. So you had said to me before that you had kind of already dabbled about in your cold plunges because you do martial arts and stuff. What was your mindset in starting this? Was it just the benefits, or was it like a mental thing? What was?
To be honest, I think after getting injured, like obviously I've told you before, hurt my shoulder, hurt my hip, recovery for me has never been more important. I thought I could train really hard and then kind of just relax a little bit and not realise that your body is your vessel.
Yeah.
Without your body, that's everything you need. Like you can't do anything without your body.
Yeah.
So if you take care of your body, then your body will take care of you. So that's when the cold plunges just like kind of started a little bit. And I'll be honest, seeing this guy as well, if I was ever having a bad day, I'd just sit and scroll my phone. Say, Kyle Dixon's doing it again. He's always at it. And again, guess what? That kept me motivated.
Yeah.
And I've done a couple more since then. But I have to admit, I'm more of a sauna guy, I think.
I've actually been doing the saunas after my cold plunges.
Sweet.
Very good.
Definitely.
That's something to look into if you do cold baths as well. Do saunas after them. It's very beneficial for your body.
Definitely. Me, I'm always cold. Like for me, like my hands are always purple and blue. And do you know what I find? Like after doing the cold plunge and I come out, it heats me up a little bit more. Like I feel like I get more blood flow in my body and stuff.
The circulation
like that.
And stuff.
That's definitely, 100%.
I don't really have any other questions for you. Do you have anything else you would want to speak about before we move on to our next segment?
Yeah, to be fair, I'm just
Like, just, I've said it three times already, just go for what you want, guys. Like, everyone has got like a small kind of goal in their head or somewhere they want to be. Everyone's got an idea of what their future wants to look like. It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to click your fingers and you're going to have it all. Just, if you can just work slowly, day by day, towards what you want in life, then soon enough, it'll start to form the way you want it. And yeah, try not to let the small things get you down. Yeah, a bad day, don't let it get you down. Have a cold plunge. Be happy. Kyle Dixon.
Absolutely. So we're going to move on to our next segment, which is the Instagram segment, where I'll pick a post and Sean's going to tell us what it makes him think or feel.
Let's do it.
So that's us now into the Instagram segment, where I go onto his account, pick a post of any sort. It could be a video, just a picture. And Sean's going to give us a backstory on what it makes him feel, what was in that moment, and kind of just overall what that post brings to him when he looks at it and watches it himself. So for this, we've got a video that I know a lot of people have saw. I have also saw this before I knew Sean, and it's a very impressive and well-edited video for this as well, because it gets you really going for the whole vibe. So when you watch this video of you knocking someone out,
yep.
How does it make you feel?
So for most people, like, anyone's probably like, wow, that's amazing, look at that. But for me, I don't see the knockout as the special thing. Like, that's not what I'm looking at right now. What I'm looking at is all the hard work, the early mornings, the late nights, the constant grind that got me in the position where I could be able to do that. So the thing that's personal to me, sorry to hit the microphone, is the things that nobody sees. Like, nobody was there when I was waking up early. I went before work to go to the gym, to run at the gym, do all this kind of stuff. But yeah, it brings back a lot of kind of like good but kind of painful memories of the training that I was doing to get to that position. And again, be proud of yourself. I was proud of the kind of hard work and dedication that I showed for that. The diet. There's so much stuff involved in that video that people don't maybe not see, like won't see, rather than just a good knockout. But yeah, and the boy as well I was fighting. This was kind of like my first proper big ring fight. He was kind of like my 20s. Tattoos. I was a skinny little 18-year-old at the time. And yeah, this guy was undefeated in the ring at the time. And most people thought the odds were against me. I was kind of an underdog in that situation. But this is going to sound crazy, by the way, to everyone. And my clients will know this. You see, a few days before the fight, do you know what manifesting is? Mm-hmm. Ever heard of manifesting? So manifesting is basically where you believe something so much that it becomes a reality. You like really, really, really want something to happen, comes a reality. I told a good few of my clients what round and how I was going to knock this person out. That's something people don't even know, really. But yeah, if you like look up manifesting, something that changed my mind on that was a book. It's called The Secret. If you've ever heard of The Secret, it's Conor McGregor speaking about it. Mm. Dana White was speaking about it. The Rock was speaking about it at one point. But look up The Secret, and that's kind of about how your brain can kind of, like, you thinking about something can kind of manifest good things into your life. And that video there, that was all manifesting. I seen that in my head before it happened. I believed I could do it. And guess what? It happened. And it looks pretty fucking sick as well. Yeah.
Couldn't they? Style points, definitely style points there. Yeah.
Definitely, but yeah. Hard work. Don't look at the end goal. Like, that was the end goal, but it's the hard work, the small steps, the days waking up where you don't want to go run or don't want to eat good or want to have a wee cheat meal. That just takes you one step further away from the goals that you want to reach. Like, imagine you waking up and missing an ice bath. How bad would you feel missing an ice bath?
Absolutely.
It wouldn't be very good, but you've stayed consistent, and it's not easy. That was not the nicest thing out there. And the rewards will come.
Yeah.
All the hard work you've done since January, since you've really changed your life around, the rewards will come.
Absolutely.
It'll happen the exact way you want it, if you want it to.
Exactly.
That's the way I see it.
That's good, man.
But yeah. It just still makes me smile every single time.
I'm not surprised, man. See, when I remember seeing this back when you first posted it, but I wasn't really too acquainted with you, and I was like, oh, that's a nice knockout. Yeah, that's a good one. And then obviously, when we had started speaking again, and you had told, I think you had spoke to Dylan or something, saying that you wanted to come on this, that's why I emailed you in the first place. Yeah. And then I went onto your Instagram and saw this, obviously. I was like, that rings a bell. I remember this video from when it came out. And then... Yeah. And it all just started piecing itself together.
Yeah. And this whole thing happened because I was cutting somebody that obviously Kyle knows, and this guy Dylan, he was talking highly of Kyle, and I was like, he does cold ones. And I was like, I want to do cold ones. So it was through his positive attitude and me wanting to do this that brought us together. And guess what's happening? it's kind of two like-minded people who are going to go for it, if that makes sense.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Well, that's good, man. I'm happy that you've opened a bit of light for us on that post.
Definitely, that's it. That's it.
And, I mean, I can't imagine how that would feel. Hopefully I will eventually, because I do want to partake in some actual ring fights for my time, but that's in the future, not right now. But on that note, I mean, that's our second segment kind of over now. The last thing that I usually ask every single person on Cold Ones would be, if you had one single thing you could tell every single person in this world that is watching right now, what would it be?
What would it be? It would be, it sounds so cringy and so cliche, chase your dreams. Don't care what anyone thinks. If you've got a plan in your head or you want to do something, you're in a job you don't like. Life is short, just go for it. It might not work out, but guess what? It might work out and you'll be a lot happier at the end of it. And also have little things that keep you motivated. Motivation is something that comes and goes. Like, there's ups, there's downs, but have something that keeps you motivated, whether that's like a martial art or a hobby you enjoy doing, or surround yourself with good people. Like, that, those stuff are so, so important to definitely keep you growing. And then one thing I want you to do before I leave is every single 20 minutes, there's a new quote that comes on my phone. And I look at this quote throughout the day. It changes all the time. I'm going to read out the quote for everyone and they can hear what the quote's got to mean.
What, is it this thing here?
This one here. Yeah, okay. It could be random, I don't know.
Continual learning is the key to continual living.
Boom.
How do you say that? That's sick.
Yeah. So it's an app called Motivation, guys. You get the app called Motivation and then it's called a widget. You add the widget to your home screen and then every 20 minutes or whatever, a new quote comes up. And it can help break up your day.
That's actually really good. Cool, I'll be getting involved with that. That's really good, man.
Definitely.
Well, Sean, it was an absolute fucking pleasure having you on, mate.
You too, well, you too.
Thank you so much for taking time out your day. This man's very busy and he's took time out to join us for Cold Ones.
Yeah. And thanks for having me, mate. It's been really good.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's everything I expected. Yeah. It's like a horrible cold bath, nice good chat, coffee, good energy from Kyle. So yeah, it's been a great morning, ready to start my day.
And I hope that we can maybe come together again and do something else, because it was an absolute pleasure having you on here and definitely getting a good conversation with you. It's
Tourist Tuesdays, you never know.
Yeah, you never know, it could be a thing, could be a thing. But on that note, that'll be the closing of Cold Ones episode 9. Wow.
Thank you, guys.
What an absolute great one.
Yeah, that's it, bro, that's it.
Well then, I'll see you again tomorrow.
See you later, guys.